This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. With just hours to spare, the U.S. Congress passed legislation that would keep the government open until December 3rd. It now goes to President Biden to sign it into law. The House approved the short-term funding measure by a vote of 254 to 175, not long after the Senate had passed it, 65 to 35. The back-to-back votes by the Senate and then the House will help avert one crisis, but just delay another as the political parties dig in on a dispute over how to raise the government's borrowing cap before the United States risks a potentially catastrophic default. The legislation was needed to keep the government running once the current budget year ended at midnight Thursday. Passage will buy lawmakers more time to craft the spending measures that will fund federal agencies and the programs that they administer. The World Health Organization said Thursday that just 15 of Africa's 54 countries have reached its target of fully vaccinating 10% of their population against COVID-19 by the end of September. WHO Africa's Program Area Manager for Immunization and Vaccine Development, Dr. Richard Mahigo, also said that half of African countries have inoculated only 2% or less of their people.
Unfortunately, 70% of African countries have missed this important milestone to protect their most vulnerable, with half of the 52 countries with COVID vaccination program in Africa have inoculated less than 2% of their population.
Just 4% of Africa's population of 1.3 billion people has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News.